Good day, everyone. It's Avalon.
And Edward.
And this is
Life.
Well, aren't you happy to be back with another episode with us? I know I am.
I'm definitely happy to be back. Hopefully, as she said, you're more than happy than I am.
And you can just keep listening episode after episode, too. You don't have to listen to us once a week. Listen to them all. So, let us get on to episode 15. We are talking about local and giving back local. How to be responsible and positive in your community, in your own backyard.
Yes, this is something that is very strong to me. Almost a passion in the belief of giving back. Not just always looking for something or taking the road that everybody can fend for themselves. We do live in a world where sometimes people can't fend for themselves. Oh, how do we look at helping out? How do we look out for our fellow person? So I wanted to talk to you, and again, keep it local, since that's where I truly believe that the biggest and most effective changes start and happen. So Avalon, are there any groups or are there any passions of yours that you see where maybe someone could give an hour or give a dollar that would really help out or make a difference?
Well, that's a great question, Edward. Sure. I think there's different things. I think there's children's groups. I think there's senior citizen groups. I actually have a friend of mine who in her local community is sponsoring a special hair salon session for elderly and for children where they can have a free wash and haircut for those who can't necessarily afford it on their own.
Outstanding.
And who need it.
I love that idea. Love that idea. There's so many options out there. There's options out there that we probably don't even ever think of. But again, acting local gives you that chance to effectively get something done, get something done in a positive way and fast and on the spot. And it will drive your community to see these changes and hopefully drive others to see these changes being made and want to step in and do their part or make a contribution of their own. One that I'm a big believer in, actually there's two, but one that I'm a big believer in is in women's shelters. I do know that where I have worked in the past, we would have certain events and like a catered event. Maybe there was excess amount of food left over. We would always try to work with the caterers to find a local women's shelter in whatever city we may be in to go and provide foods that evening. You know, dinners to these women and these children that have nowhere else to turn but this center who is running on very minimal amount of money. That is one area in every, unfortunately, in every community in this country, this world more than likely, women are abused and kids are abused. There are ways to help them out. Clothes for the females, clothes for the kids, food, giving money to the shelter, donating time to the shelter. There are all ways to directly help these people without necessarily walking up and thinking that you have to give them $20 out of your pocket. Time is so valuable. Those spare pair of jeans that you have, or that spare dress, or that spare coat that you never wear, it hasn't been out of your closet in 2 years, I promise you there's someone out there that can use that.
Right, and not necessarily donating it to the big organizations who turn around and sell it for profit, but actually giving directly to those shelters or those nonprofit organizations. A friend of mine worked at a women's shelter, but it was for pregnant women. So pregnant women up until the baby was 6 months old, where these women could live and have a safe haven for whatever situation that they were in. They may have lost their partner, they may have lost their house, their job, but they were in need and they were in a dire situation with a baby on the way or a newborn baby who needed that. And so that was part of what her community did with this organization, is to help those donations and to make sure that those women and those newborn children were taken care of from a physical standpoint as well as a health standpoint.
Love to hear that. Those are the type of stories that just warm you when you know that there are people out there that care enough to find the way to give. And locally is the way to act. You're getting a direct involvement in the community that you live in, and you're making that positive change in your community. What better way to act? Another group that is very important to me is veterans groups. We unfortunately live in a nation where we have a very high rate of veterans that are homeless.
Which should never happen.
Exactly. There are groups out there that help the homeless find jobs, find employment. They need things. They need clothes. That old suit, that old skirt, that old item you have. There are people out there that can use this locally. I would almost bet that there's not a listener to us right now that doesn't know someone in some certain situation, be it veteran, be it a homeless person, be it someone, unfortunately, that has alcohol or drug problems. There's somebody that you know. Maybe it's a cousin. Maybe it's an extended family member, a friend, a friend of a friend. Somebody knows somebody. How can you help locally?
What's also interesting, and I'm not putting down anybody for whatever dynamics you may have with your family, sometimes it's actually even easier to help people that you don't know versus a direct family member, because there's that neediness that can strain a relationship. Just like you don't go into business with family, they often say. It's the same kind of situation sometimes with helping. So even in that local way, another way to help them is maybe get them involved with you in these projects. Maybe they actually need more help, because it's not always a financial situation, a bad situation. One of the things that is now hot topics is talking about mental illness, mental health, which isn't necessarily always mental illness. If you haven't been given the tools to do something, you don't have the right tools to do the job. I mean, it's just like having a wrench when you need a hammer. If nobody ever showed you how to use a hammer and somebody goes, oh, here's a hammer, what are you going to do with it? So it's the same kind of things in an emotional way that people are now becoming more aware of how to use those tools properly. Some of us out there already are gifted with a big tool bag that we can go and help people with, whether it's our time, whether it's our money, whether it's making awareness to others of some of these local social issues that are going on.
Right, exactly. There's so many ways to give your time back. Not everybody can afford a donation, but I would go out on a limb and say everybody can spare a little bit of time. Let's say you own a print shop. Maybe you know of a food bank that's running low on supplies. How much time would it take for you as a print shop owner or operator to run off 100 flyers promoting that this food bank needs donations and where, and just handing them out to your fellow neighbors or putting them on lampposts? That's a way to give back. You're promoting something that is going to cost you minimal 100 flyers.
Sure.
There are ways. There are ways. And again, it's acting local. You may not know it. You can walk down a street in every town USA, somebody's starving. Somebody's kid is going to bed tonight without a meal. That mother or that father who is doing everything they can, working one, two, three jobs, still doesn't have enough to supply them and their families with meals. These food banks are important. They're in every city and every little town in this country. There's a food bank, be it at an official food bank storage location ran by the town, through a local church. I know plenty of churches run food banks. There are ways to help these folks out. And you don't even have to give a can of food. You can give time. You can make that delivery of food to a family in need or a person in need, an elderly person in need. So there's ways other than just monetarily.
Sure. And even something simple as your neighbors. Maybe you have an elderly neighbor in your neighborhood who don't have family or don't have family who's close. You can check on them. Make sure that they're okay. Even that is a way to give back locally in your community.
Think of your grandparents or that favorite aunt you had. You weren't really right in the same locale as them, so you'd give them the phone call every now and then to check on them. But wouldn't it have been nice to know that they had a neighbor that cared enough to check on them once a day, once every other day, just to see if they needed anything? And that's what you can become. You can become that by just looking around at your neighbors, looking in your local community. You will find someone in need that if they just had 5 minutes of your time, you might make the biggest life-changing event in their day. There's so many ways to touch people. Sometimes, like you said earlier, they just need to listen. They need somebody that will listen to them just talk about their day. People get lonely.
Absolutely. And this is back to the emotional health of somebody, not just the physical health of your neighbor. We think about 50 years ago where people didn't even lock their doors. They were comfortable with their neighbors. We have become so scared of our neighbors in our neighborhood. You should know your neighbors. Why not knock on doors? Why not get to know who's living around you and what's going on? And that's a great way to be able to take care of each other and knowing that there's other people that live right near you that you can have a safe, comfortable, neighborhood.
Exactly.
And help each other. What would happen if, say, you tripped on your front step? Is there going to be somebody who's right there who's going to help you? Or are they going to drive by and go, huh, that looks tough? So there's little ways to be able to give back locally and in your community.
Right in your own neighborhood, right next door, like you're saying. We live in a time where we all build fences around ourselves to everybody in our world. Wouldn't it be nice to know that you don't have to have the fence between you and your neighbor? You can have a difference of opinion on everything from religion to politics to what beer tastes the best. What's it really matter in the grand scheme of things? We all wake up every day wanting the same things, a good life. Smile a little bit, laugh a lot, and know that we've got somebody that may care for us. That's what we all want, all throughout this world. But we can't make a change globally, one person at a time. You just can't. The way you make a change globally, one person at a time, as I always state, is locally. Make the change in your neighborhood. Make the change in your town. Then that makes a change in the county, which makes a change in that portion of the state, which could hopefully lead to a change in the state and growing from there. Every revolution starts with that ground movement. Every campaign starts with a ground movement. Start your ground movement. What is in your heart? What is on your mind as you're listening to us right now? What is coming across your mind of, maybe I could do this, or what about this group? What about this type of situation? What about this type of person? If you've thought about it, I promise you somewhere out there is a group or an organization or a person that can relay that information to you on how to help.
Sure, and you don't even have to go out of your way, so to speak, finding something like, I've never really wanted to go to a soup kitchen. There's that option out there. But maybe you're an avid library person or a book reader. Go to the local library. They have reading times where you can read to children, where you can read to senior groups, where you can help people. I mean, even tutoring. There's different options to go out there and do things that you already do and things that you like. There are options.
Give art classes at a community center. Go find out if there's a boys and girls club that needs mentors. If you don't want a mentor, see if they need art supplies or paper or pens, bottles of water. There's so many ways to give, and you don't have to be the one, like you were stating, to go stand in that soup kitchen and dole out the food. If that's not your thing, that's not your thing. I understand that. But maybe you're the person that buys the 25 cans of Campbell's soup and drops them off the front door that morning.
Don't wait. If it's something that's been on your mind, why are you waiting? I know somebody who had a career and they always thought, I would have liked to be a nurse because I've always wanted to help people. And what did they do after they retired? They started helping in a nursing home in a hospital. They volunteered their time to do something that they'd always had a passion for. They weren't worried about that paycheck because they have the retirement coming in, but it was something that they could do, be around other people, enjoy, and give back to something that was always in their hearts. Don't wait to make that decision. They're like, I'll do it next week. I'll wait till I retire. You might not have that time. Those things are needed today. You could change a child's life today by being the one who went to that library and read that book or gave those art supplies to an organization that needed them. You can make the difference today in someone's life.
Right, you can. And we're not saying that you have to sit there and do it daily. You do it as you have time or as you are comfortable with. One time is a difference maker. Imagine if you did it once a week or five times a month or three times a month, whatever the case may be. Imagine the change that you are having on your neighbors, your community, the people that need an ear to bend, the people that need that paper to do their homework on, the kitchen that needs that soup can to serve just that one extra person a meal, a hot meal, that veteran who served time in defense of this country, just needed that extra hand, a nice suit to go out and get a new job. The little things, even a one-time thing, as I just stated, can make such a difference on a person's life. Anything positive is a positive. No action at all, no, it's not a negative, but there's no outcome, there's no action at all.
And I believe in the karma rule. If you give, you'll get back. And in my life, I actually spent up 10 years giving my time at a senior center. Yes, I was paid, but I was paid a small pittance of what I would normally make to spend my time working with seniors to teach them something they had wanted to learn their entire life, and now they're in retirement and they wanted to do it. Those were some of the most joyous hours for me, because my payment was in the knowledge that they gave me of their lives and things that I learned from them. So it was a beautiful give and take, and they were happy. They were happy to have somebody youthful in their life to give them that time. It was a beautiful, like I said, give and take.
Yeah.
How about you, Edward?
One thing I would like to mention really quick is, you mentioned something earlier and I've been thinking about it. You may be one of these people that already give clothes, let's say, to one of these charitable organizations, these larger organizations already. I applaud you in a sense, but keep in mind, as Avalon stated earlier, these groups aren't giving these clothes to the people that need it. They're making money off of it. So by the time you've bagged up some clothes and drove and found one of these facilities to drop it off, the same amount of time you could have taken it to a shelter or to another organization and dropped them off the same way, and these people are getting these items for free. And guess what? You can still use it as a tax write-off. You're still allowed a certain amount before you need receipts. Don't just jump at the fact that, oh, they give clothes here, this is the best option. I would say, think about it, and I would say, I think you may found a better option. Now, back to your original question, the way I give time back, I think the biggest thing that I've done in the past is I coached youth sports a lot, and I gave a lot of my time. In doing so, we traveled all over the country, but I was a mentor to these young men. It wasn't just baseball. We focused on schoolwork. We focused on grades. We focused on how to become a better person. Glad to say, and brag a little, that and it wasn't just me, it's their parents, of course, too, but 11 of these 12 young men went to college. All of them, to the best of my knowledge, are leading productive lives. Few of them are working in organizations themselves that give back to people. That's a way to help. Mentoring young people. We want a better world for the future. These young people need to have people they know can teach them how to go down the straight and correct paths in making choices in life.
And if you have any organizations that you believe in, you can leave them in the comments below. You can send us an email, edwardandavalonlife@gmail.com, so that we can continue to spread the word of how people can help you locally.
We just ask that you think about this, think about this conversation, and hopefully you come up with a group or a solution that fits you. We thank you.
And we look forward to helping you and your community as we help ours along the way. This is Avalon.
And Edward.
And this is
Life.
Remember to subscribe and hit that like button.
Act locally.
Question the narrative.
Thank you.
This episode has been brought to you by 1 Minute Calm. Breathe, live, and love the moment you're in. Enjoy 1 Minute Calm to experience a deserved moment of peace, serenity, and mindfulness. Smile. You deserve this minute of joy. 1 Minute Calm can be found on all the major social media networks at 1 Minute Calm. Zimoff Entertainment International.